Proclamation number 8372 of 5th of January, 1963. Right light and blinding lights. Love doctrine. A light will be given to you and in its glow you will find the right path and no longer go astray. As long as this light shines down to earth from above, you can also go through earthly life completely carefree. For where there is much light, I myself am also, for I am the light from eternity. Time and again you must keep this thought within yourselves that a light can only shine if it comes forth from me myself, and you therefore know that I myself am concerned for your well-being and therefore will not let you walk in darkness. I take pity on the dark earth, and therefore I kindle a little light everywhere which shines more or less brightly but will always spread a glow so that you need not walk in dark night. For my adversary works in the night and makes it his business to lead you astray. But you yourselves cannot recognize the ways if you lack a light, and therefore you are exposed to him and his work, and that is your ruin. But I want to expose him, and I want you to recognize me myself and now strive towards the Lord who wants to rescue you from his power. Therefore everyone who consciously hands himself over to me and wants to help his fellow human beings in spiritual adversity will be allowed to receive and pass on a light from me. For as soon as he only testifies to me, as soon as he stands up for me and points people to me, he will also be at my service and I will be able to use him for vineyard work since he has voluntarily offered himself to me. A light will shine where I myself am proclaimed as the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. Light will be where my divine teaching of love is proclaimed and where people are called upon to take the path to the cross, because they can only find redemption if they carry their guilt of sin under the cross in order to find forgiveness with Jesus Christ, in whom I myself offered the sacrifice on the cross for sinful humanity. And if a light is brought to you, then you must clearly recognize the path to the cross in its glow, otherwise they are only blinding lights which, as my adversary's activity, will only lead you astray. For he, too, will disguise himself as a bearer of light because he will use the most shameful means in the last days to prevent your return into the Father's house. But those who are of good will recognize him and not be deceived by the blinding lights. For a good will strives towards me, a good will also recognize the right light and pursue its glow, and the human being will be led out of darkness and not get lost. In the last days, however, many lights will shine and cause great confusion amongst people, for they fail to do the first thing, to kindle a light within themselves through loving activity. They seek to gain knowledge through their intellect and through contact with the spiritual kingdom, which they cannot control for the very reason that the light of love has not yet been kindled, which guarantees them clear recognition. Love certainly brings them clarity of thought, but people mostly only want to expand their knowledge, even in the spiritual sphere. And they don't seriously examine from which side such knowledge comes to them. If love has been kindled in them, then their spirit will also be awakened so that they will be able to distinguish a true light from a blinding light. Without this awakening of the spirit, however, they are in great danger of falling prey to the adversary who disguises himself as a bearer of light and causes great harm. But time and again love is preached, time and again my divine teaching of love is proclaimed, so that every person can kindle a true light of love within himself. However, if the most important thing is neglected, to live a life of unselfish love, the human being cannot stand up for the truth of the spiritual knowledge he receives, for without love my adversary still has power over him, which he truly uses to good effect and whose thinking becomes increasingly more confused. Hence you humans can certainly possess great knowledge, but as soon as this knowledge does not put you into a state of brightest realization, it is not light from me. It is not emanated by me myself. Where my light shines, knowledge will be made accessible to you brightly and clearly and in all simplicity, which will make you happy and bring you close to me myself. For this is the purpose of driving away the night which veils my image for you. That you will learn to love me myself in the bright glow of knowledge and push towards me. For the bond with me is the purpose and goal of your earthly life. And my ray of light of love will help you achieve this. It will illuminate the path which leads home to me into your father's house. Amen.